ministers were playing, artists were doing their artwork, sculptures were doing sculpture. Life went on, and there were lots of things and records of what went on in front of that. And there was a day of awards at the end of October, where awards were given in the Jewish ghetto by a Jewish committee for the best artist, the best sculpture, the best poem written by Jews. And Gens was the guest speaker at the ceremony. And when presenting prizes to ghetto poets, Gens defended his actions in the following words, and I'm reading them in English translation. I, Gens, lead you to your deaths. And I, Gens, want to save Jews from death. I, Gens, order hideouts to be blown up. And I, Gens, do all in my power to create work certificates, employment, and anything that will serve the ghetto. I calculate the amount of Jewish blood and not the price of Jewish honor. If I'm asked for 1,000 Jews, I deliver them. For if we Jews do not deliver them, then the Germans will come and take them by force. And then it won't be a question of 1,000, but 1,000, and the entire ghetto will perish. By delivering hundreds, I say thousands. By delivering 1,000, I say 10,000. You are men of the intellect and pen. You're not dealing with the filth of the ghetto. You will come out clean from the ghetto. And if you survive the ghetto, you will say, you have come out with clean conscience. But if I, Jacob Gens, survive the ghetto, I shall come out soiled and with blood dripping from my hands. And yet I shall present myself willingly to be judged by Jews. And I will say, I did everything in my power to save as many Jews as possible from the ghetto and to lead them to freedom. And in order that there be a remnant of Jews that survive the ghetto, I personally had to lead Jews to their deaths. And so that some people should be able to leave the ghetto with clean conscience, I have to wallow in filth and act without conscience.
Did you cry?
And now with Tovoso, I want to say the following. If you have a record, Gens had an opportunity to escape. Bessler, the Jewish head of the police, asked Gens if he would run away if he knew the ghetto would be entirely liquidated. Gens was married to a non-Jewish woman. Mrs. Gens, who was present, paled at the question. She said she hoped her husband would agree to leave, but he pondered only a moment before answering. His answer, quote, no, my people come before my family. He would not leave. She could leave. He would not leave with his wife. On September 13, 1943, Martin Weiss, a German officer who had no use for Jews, for the white Gens, warned Gens that he was on the list of those to be executed. He advised Gens to leave. Gens replied, no, if I, the chief of the ghetto, run away, thousands of Jews will pay with their lives for my desertion. Remember that. Every Jew who escaped from the ghetto, many more Jews were put to death. Again, the moral issues of what we're doing. The following day, Neugebauer called Gens to Gestapo headquarters. He was accused of aiding the Partisans, and Gens was shot to death by the Nazis. September 1943. The hour is late. I really don't want to go on other than to tell you we raised some very difficult moral issues. We are a fortunate people that we have an incredible Torah, a Torah Shel Basav and a Torah Shel Baal-Peh. I summarize very quickly for you some of the most basic teachings and the kinds of discussions and the kinds of abstractions many, many rabbis did over many centuries when they wrestled with these ethical issues. We have a treasure house of ethical reflection on these moral issues, even as they affect the Holocaust. Our obligation, we the survivors, is to study this material, know this material, so that I'm destroyed.